请大家暂时站立。
Please remain standing.
我们要来思念主耶稣被钉十字架上的这个过程。
Let's have a moment of silence to remember the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus.
他为我们受难受死，跟你我大家有直接关系。
He suffered, he died for us, and he has a direct relationship with us.
我们一起来低头默祷，来思念。
Have a moment of silence. Bow our heads, pray silence.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Be seated, please.
感谢主的带领。
We thank God for His guidance.
让我们这一次灵恩布道会很顺利的来进行。
So we can conduct our convocation very smoothly.
并且赏赐三位新受洗的童女。
And God also gave us three new. Brothers that were baptized.
刚刚也在神的面前，办好了这个洗脚礼。
And they have also received the sacrament of foot washing.
每一次举办灵恩会到结束，我们都会来办这个圣餐礼。
At the end of every spiritual convocation, we have Holy Communion.
我们教会有三大圣礼。
In our church, there are three sacraments.
有洗礼、洗脚礼和圣餐礼。
That is baptism, holy foot washing, and holy communion.
这三大圣礼都是耶稣基督亲自做模范，教导他门徒这样做。
The sacraments were instituted by the Lord Jesus, and He commanded the disciples to follow.
也吩咐门徒要照这样行。
He also commanded the disciples to carry on and follow His examples.
而且跟得救有直接关系。
Furthermore, these sacraments are directly related to our salvation.
所以，我们真耶稣教会在全世界各地都按照圣经来举办这样的在神里面的这个圣礼。
So all throughout the world in the Jewish Church, we conduct these three sacraments.
圣餐礼是耶稣基督亲自设立的。
Holy Communion was instituted by our Lord Jesus.
这个记载在路加福音22:19-20.
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 22:19-20.
耶稣基督在逾越节的最后一个晚餐，特别举办了，设立了圣餐礼。
On the last supper of the Passover, Jesus instituted this communion.
他举起饼来，祝谢说：“这是我的身体。”
He took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and said, "This is my body, which has been broken for you."
又汲取装有葡萄汁的杯来祝谢，说：“这是我的宝血。”
He took the cup and said, "This is the cup of my blood."
那使徒保罗面对哥林多教会混乱圣餐。
The Apostle Paul realized that the Church of Corinth has corrupted and misused the communion.
混乱圣餐，也就是不尊重主的圣餐，也是不尊重神。
That is, they failed to respect the communion and they did not respect God.
所以保罗再次的提起。
So Paul reminded them
有关圣餐礼的道理。
Regarding the teaching of the Holy Communion.
我们一起来看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
11.
Chapter 11.
哥林多前书11.
1 Corinthians 11.
23-26.
Verses 23-26. Verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." 24. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" 26. "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
在这里，保罗特别在讲述有关圣餐礼的道理。
Here Paul talked about the teaching of the Holy Communion.
说耶稣拿起饼来祝谢，说这是我的身体。
Talked about how the Lord Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and said, "This is my body."
要门徒们纪念，要门徒们纪念他。
And do this in remembrance of the Lord Jesus.
他又拿起葡萄汁来祝谢，说这是我的宝血。
He also took the grape juice and said, "This is my blood."
用主的宝血与门徒们立新约。
This is the cup of the new covenant in his blood.
这个也就是说，用主的宝血与他的门徒们立生命的约。
With this blood, he made a new covenant of life with his disciples.
所以我们领受主的圣餐。
So as we receive the Holy Communion,
再一次的纪念主与我们所立的生命的约。
We shall once again be reminded of this covenant of life.
所以不得随便马虎去面对主的圣餐。
So we shall never be careless in receiving the communion.
在这里特别提起领受主的圣餐，为的是要纪念主的死。
He says we receive this bread and cup to remember the Lord Jesus.
在以赛亚书有四首仆人之歌。
In the book of Isaiah, there are four songs related to my servant.
那里特别这样谈到。
Here he talked about
神设立这个仆人，为了担当我们的忧患。
How the Lord Jesus, how God established His servant to carry our sorrow,
担负我们的重担
to carry our burdens.
所以他被鞭打，让我们得到医治。
He was beaten and we are healed.
他被压伤，使我们得到平安。
He was wounded, so that we can receive peace.
神早就定义要让这个仆人成为永远的赎罪祭。
God was destined, God was determined for him to be.Our offering of atonement.
在新约，真的救恩就实现了。
So in the New Testament, the salvation was revealed.
透过耶稣基督把他的身体和宝血为我们成就了这个十字架救恩。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation was accomplished on the cross.
他担当我们的罪孽。
He carried our sins.
他背负了我们的罪的重担。
He bore our grief and sorrow of sin.
我们是何等的人物啊，配受神这样的对待吗？
Who are we that God should treat us in this way?
我们只能说这是神莫大的怜悯慈爱彰显到我们的身上。
We can only confess that this is the wonderful mercy and compassion of the Lord that God
promised. 所以我们参加这个圣餐里。
So as we come to the Holy Communion,
有三个主要的目的。
There are three important reasons.
第一个目的就是纪念主耶稣的死。
The first is to remember the Lord's death.
那我们要怎么样纪念他的死呢？
So how do we do so?
我们看到彼得长老他有这样的一个勉励。
If we can refer to what Elder Peter taught us.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
As we quoted in 1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的21节到25节。
Chapter 2 verses 21 through 25.1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. 22. Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. 23. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. 24. For himself...bore our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. 25. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd, the overseer of your souls.
在这里彼得长老特别这样勉励。
Here Peter encouraged us.
他说我们因为行善受苦啊，能忍耐，这在神面前看的是喜爱的。
For if we do righteousness and can endure, this is commendable before God.
我们被神蒙召，本来就过一个忍耐，通过操练的这种生活。
After being called by the Lord, we shall live a life of patience and suffering.
基督为我们也受过苦难。
Christ also suffered for us.
在二十一节说，给我们留下了榜样。
Verse 21 says that he left us an example.
叫我们要跟随他的脚踪行。
That we should follow in his steps.
所以纪念主的死，第一点呢，要效法耶稣基督。
So to remember his death, we must follow the example of Jesus.
当我们很在意别人的什么的时候
，When we care very much about other people，
然后去跟他理论，去跟他争取
，When we try to reason and argue，
那你想想看
，If we think to ourselves，
我们自己的不足、软弱、过患也很多啊。
We ourselves are also, we have our own weakness
and fallacies.
But yet the Lord Jesus gave us a chance time after time so that we can return
to Him. Why
is it that we cannot forgive the sins of others?
So we
should think about how the Lord Jesus has forgiven us.
纪念主的时, 第一个就是要效法耶稣基督的榜样。
To remember the Lord's death is to follow Jesus' example.
22节这里说, 他没有犯罪, 口里也没有诡诈。
Verse 22 says that he committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth.
这里记载他连讲话都很注意, 所以他是一个过圣洁生活的主啊。
Jesus was very cautious even in his words, so he lived a holy life.
圣经记载说，我们的身体里头啊， 这个最厉害的, 而且会燃烧我们整个身体, 就是我们的嘴巴的舌头啊。
And the Bible tells us that the most fierce part of our body is our tongue that can cause our life to burn up.
耶稣基督在讲话上面都很小心。
So Jesus Christ, he was very careful even in his words. He lived a holy life.
所以我们纪念主的时日，我们也要跟他一样过一个圣洁的生活。
So to remember the Lord's death, we must also live a holy life.
23节这里说，
Verse 23，
主耶稣基督被骂不还口，
He was reviled, did not revile in return.
他受害不说威吓的话，
Suffer, but did not threaten.
又将自己交托那按公义审判人的主，
Committed himself to the one who judges righteously.
主耶稣基督被人鞭打嘲笑， 背十字架往各个他山上去。
He was beaten, he was despised, he was on the way to Golgotha to be crucified.
他是全能的主哎。
He was the Almighty God.
他可以把这些重担拿掉， 因为他是神。
He could free himself from these burdens.
可是他愿意承受这段受难的各个他山上的路。
But yet he was willing to walk on the path to Golgotha.
他很明白他是要到各个他山上的那个独楼山上。
He fully understand that he was there to be crucified.
那是审判罪人的一个地方。
That is a place to punish the sinners.
这个独楼山又被称作死地。
This Golgotha is a land, a place of death.
他都没有犯罪。
But yet he was without sin.
但是他愿意承担我们世人的罪孽。
But yet he was willing to carry our transgressions.
他是那么样的安静的顺服的，一直往这个死地上面走啊。
In quietness, in submission, you walk on this path.
这跟我们一点点事情一直计较，一直争啊，那个差太远了。
This is quite contrary to our attitudes of arguing and disputing.
他也愿意把自己留在十架上。
He was willing to hang himself on the cross.
他受到鞭伤，肋旁被枪砸，有血水流出，他还是忍耐这个苦难。
He was beaten, his side was pierced, and he was willing to endure.
他是神，他可以从十字架上自己走下来，没问题啊。
He is the God in heaven. He could have freed himself from the cross.
但是在腓立比书这里这样告诉我们呢。
But in the book of Philippians, it tells us.
他取人的样式，奴仆的形象。
He took the form of man, the form of a servant.
他顺服十架苦难,
he was submissive to the suffering of the cross.
而且顺服死在十架上,
he was submissive until death on the cross.
成为世人得救的根源啊。
He became a fountain of salvation for mankind.
所以在23节我们看到要效法他, 忠心服侍。
So in verse 23, we need to emulate his spirit of faithful service.
我们在很多的时候啊, 想到自己的好啊，享受啊，常常把服侍神的工作放在一边了。Many
times we think about worldly enjoyment, we place the work of God on the side.
你说纪念主的时，为什么你服侍做得不好嘞？
If we remember the death of the Lord Jesus, why is it that we cannot serve Him well?
那种用心, 那种积极的心不见了。
Why is it that we lack that sense of proactiveness?
你是不是忠心服侍, 你知道, 神也知道。
Whether or not we serve God faithfully, we know and God knows.
我们要做一个实实在在的忠心服侍神的人呢。
We need to be a truly faithful servant of God.
我们再来看24节。
Verse 24.
他挂在木头上, 亲身担当我们的罪。
He bore our sins, his own body on the tree.
使我们在罪上时就得以在义上活。
That we having been dying in sin might live for righteousness.
他让我们领受了救恩的见证。
He allowed us to receive the testimony of salvation.
既然纪念主的时，我们要尊重这救恩的这个事情。
To remember the Lord's death, we must emphasize the importance of salvation.
世界任何人事物环境的变迁不能影响我们从神那里领受的救恩的见证。
Nothing in the world can affect our testimony of this great salvation.
我们再来看24节的最后一句话。
The last sentence in verse 24.
因他受的鞭伤我们得了医治。
By whose stripes you were healed.
他为我们受尽了十架的苦难。
Jesus suffered greatly on the cross for us.
真的留下平安的见证给我们了。
He left behind a testimony of peace.
今天你拥有的一切是你有办法创造出来的吗？
Today, all that you have were all these created by you.
如果他不眷顾我们，不给我们平安，请问你能做什么？
If God did not take care of us and give us peace, where will we be?
所以纪念主的时，我们就要永远走在他平安的道路的见证上面活。
To remember the death of the Lord Jesus, we must continue to walk in His path and to live in His ways. Verse 25.
我们从前好像迷路的羊。
You are like sheep going astray.
如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
But have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
曾经我们也是属于悖逆之子。
In the past, we have gone astray. We were rebellious.
在这个世界只按照自己的血气情欲来行事。
We live according to our flesh.
内心根本就没有一个公义、公理的一种想法和做法。
There is no righteousness, no justice in our heart.
但是今天领受主宝血的这个救恩。
But today we receive the salvation through the
blood. 我们都归于这位牧者耶稣基督来眷顾了。
We have now returned to the shepherd, our heavenly Father.
我们都被他的光的见证给引导了。
We have been led by His wonderful testimony.
所以我们要纪念主的时候，要脱离旧有的行为和旧的人呢。
So we must put off our old self and the conduct of old self.
主耶稣基督光的见证是引导我们离开黑暗，归入光明。
The Lord Jesus testifies so that we can depart from darkness into the light.
主耶稣光的见证是让我们离开魔鬼的辖制，成为有自由平安的神的儿女。
The testimony of our Lord Jesus is for us to be free from the dominion of Satan and to be free.
让我们眼睛在他里面可以得开。
So that our eyes may see him.
让我们在他里面真正享受耶稣基督丰盛的慈爱和恩惠。
So that we can truly enjoy his mercy and his grace.
所以这几点也正是我们纪念主的时应该要有的表现。
So these things we must do to remember the death of our Lord Jesus.
那我们参加圣餐礼的第二个目的。
The second purpose for the Holy Communion.
就是要同领受耶稣基督的肉与血。
Is to partake the body and blood of Jesus.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians.
第十章的十六节、十七节。
Chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 17, for we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread.
在这里，我们祝谢圣餐饼，就是同领受主的肉。
When we bless the communion, we partake in the blood and body of Jesus.
我们注谢葡萄汁，就是同领受耶稣基督的宝血。
When we bless the cup, we partake in the blood of Jesus.
我们在制作圣餐饼是用一般的面粉和水调和，然后把它烤的。
The bread of the communion is made of flour. We add water and we bake it.
里面都没有加上任何的酵素。
There is no leaven added within.
在属灵里面加上酵素，就是讲着有罪的成分在里面。
Spiritually, leaven represents sin.
我们人再多，也是做一个饼和一壶的葡萄汁。
No matter how many we are, we partake from one bread and one jug of grape juice.
这个就是表明了一体一家的一个精神。
This is the spirit of one family.
所以有信心的也要帮助信心软弱的。
So those who are strong in faith should help those who are weak.
有体面的人也要照顾 这个没有体面的人。
Those who are more honorable should take care of those who are less honorable.
彼此在神的家里面要共同的扶持、代祷、服侍。
In the family of our Lord, we should help one another and support one another.
因为我们大家都是耶稣基督的肢体。
For we are all members in the body of Christ.
神不愿意看到他的教会的所有肢体啊，互相的攻击，互相的这个破坏，然后沉沦不能得救。
God does not wish that members of the body fight and argue and quarrel amongst each other. He cannot be saved.
这样子做下去就很难感受到在主里面同领受耶稣基督的肉与血的这种精神。
If we do so, we cannot experience the spirit of oneness in the body of Christ.
我们来看那个二十节、二十一节。
Let's read verses 20 and 21.
这里保罗这样说。
Here Paul said,
外邦人所献的祭是祭鬼，不是祭神。
The Gentiles sacrifice to demons, not to God.
我不愿意你们与鬼相交。
I do not want you to have fellowship with demons.
相交在原文里面的意思就是团契生活的意思。
He talked about having fellowship.
所以会影响我们信仰的任何人事物，我们要做一个分别啊。
Any person, matter, or things that can affect our faith, we must be careful.
我们常常讲这个淫乱，指这个肉体的关系，我们还会注意哦。
We talked about sexual immorality. We talked about physical relationships.
现在最可怕的淫乱就是宗教信仰思想上面的混乱。
Another type of adultery is when our faith is adulterated.
这个魔鬼最容易进去这样的一个思想领域。
Our faith, our truth, Satan will put these thoughts in our minds.
你被改变影响了，你都自己都还不知道。
When our faith, our minds are affected, yet we are unaware.
所以你不能领受主的圣餐，又领祭鬼的餐呢。
We cannot partake the Holy Communion, and we cannot partake the communion of demons.
所以二十一节说，你们不能喝主的圣餐，然后再吃鬼的宴席。
Verse 21 says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons.
22节说，我们可以惹主的愤怒吗？
Verse 22 says that we provoke the Lord.
我们有这个能力可以跟他对抗吗？
Can we fight with God?
所以我们要注意。
So we need to be very careful.
主的圣餐我们要尊重。
The Lord's communion, we must sanctify.
我们不要用错误的思想、错误的行为动作和错误的做法来影响这个跟主之间永恒生命的关系。
We should not use the wrong idea and wrong concepts and wrong actions to affect our relationship with God.
我们来看看耶稣基督对于圣餐的讲法。
Let us see what the Lord Jesus said about communion.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
The book of John chapter 6.
第六章五十三节到五十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 53-56. Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I said to you, unless you eat the flesh, Son of Man, drink his blood, you have no life in you. 54. Whoever eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. 55. My flesh is food indeed, my blood is drink indeed. 56. He who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, abides in me, and I in him.
在这里主耶稣也特别谈到有关圣餐的问题。
Here Jesus talked about the Holy Communion.
他说到领受主的圣餐在属灵里面有三个很重要的意义和功效。
Partaking in Holy Communion has three important functions and effects.
53节讲到第一个。
The first is recorded in verse 53.
这里说领受主的圣餐就是领受基督的生命。
He says that when we partake in the life of Jesus.
五十四节讲到第二个。
Verse 54, the second one.
这里说领受主的圣餐，在末后必有复活的盼望。
When we partake in the communion, we will be raised up in the last day.
五十六节讲到第三个。
The third in verse 56.
领受主的圣餐就能够与主联合为一。
When we partake in the communion, we may be one with Him.
所以，我们领受主的圣餐，在属灵里头有这三个重要的意义和功效在里面了。
So these are the three important meanings and function of the Holy Communion.
所以，你可以领受主的圣餐，你一定要领啊。
So if we can partake in the communion, we must do so.
我们来看五十五节。
Let's read verse 55.
这里主耶稣说：“我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
My flesh is food indeed, my blood is drink indeed.
当我们祝谢圣餐饼和葡萄汁的时候
，When we give thanks and consecrate the grape juice，
在物质上面它没有什么改变
，Physically it does not change。
那怎么说主的肉、主的血真是可吃喝呢
？So what does it say here? My flesh, my blood is food, is drink。
这个时候我们要凭着信心来相信领受。
We must accept and receive by faith。
因为奉耶稣基督的名祝谢之后
，When we consecrate in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ，
圣灵运行在里面
，The Holy Spirit works among us。
然后圣餐饼。灵化成为耶稣基督的身体。
Then the unleavened bread is spiritually transformed into the body of Christ.
葡萄汁灵化成为耶稣基督的宝血。
The grape juice is spiritually transformed into the blood of Jesus.
所以，当我们在领受的时候，心里先默祷。
So when we are partaking, we should
然后凭着信心来领受，这是主的肉，这是主的宝血。
To partake by faith, believing this is the body and the blood.
所以，领受主的圣餐是一个大神迹。
So receiving the Holy Communion, this is a wonderful miracle.
我们就可以体验到主的肉、主的血真是可吃喝。
We can experience that the flesh and blood of Jesus.
既然主的圣餐这么样的重要
，Since this is so important,
尊重主的圣餐就是尊重神。
If we respect His Communion, we respect God.
我们就要有基本的态度来去领受。
We need to have a heart of reverence in partaking.
我们回过来看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians, chapter 11.
二十七节到三十一节。十一章的二十七节到三十一节。
Chapter 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27 through 31.27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and blood of the Lord. 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of this cup. 29. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. 30. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many have sleep. 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
在这里，保罗特别提醒混乱圣餐的哥林多教会信徒。
Here Paul reminded the members of Corinth who has violated the Holy Communion.
他在这里说，无论什么人要按理领受主的圣餐。
So whoever drinks this, eat this bread, drink this cup, must do it in a worthy manner.
你不按理领受主的圣餐，就是干犯主的肉与血啊。
Then we are, if we do so, if we do not do so, then we are guilty of the body and blood of Christ.
如果我们从十七节看下来
，If we read from verse chapter 17,
这个哥林多教会举办圣餐的聚会啊，实在是一个损害。
The communion service of the church in Corinth, it is a great disruption.
因为他们本身教会里面纷争结党啊。
Because there are divisions and factions within the church.
领受主的圣餐没有那个意义啊。
So there is no purpose and no true meaning in the communion.
在二十七节，保罗说要按理领受主的圣餐。
So verse 27, Paul says that we must partake it in a worthy manner.
礼在原来的字义意思是秩序的意思。
And this manner means to have a certain order.
也就是说，领受主的圣餐要有一个好的秩序。
That is to say that we must partake in a good under a good order.
哥林多教会没有一个好的秩序来领受主的圣餐呢。
The Corinthian church was lacking order when partaking the communion.
如果我们从二十节看到二十二节
，If we read from verse 20 to 22,
这里记载，哥林多教会的信徒把爱餐跟圣餐混着吃啊。
They have mingled the fellowship meal and the Lord's Supper.
所以他说，你们可以在家里先吃，再来领受啊。
So they can say that you should eat on your own, you should eat on your own supper before coming to church.
或者领受完了再去吃爱餐呢、啊？
Or you can partake the communion and then go partake in the fellowship
meal. 可是里面就有人把爱餐、圣餐混着吃啊。
But the fellowship meal and the communion, they were mixed.
甚至啊，里头还有人醉酒，还在领受主的圣餐。
Even there were some who were drunk and still came to partake.
所以保罗才说你们没有按着秩序来领受啊。
So Paul said that they have not done so according to order.
那最好的秩序，当然讲到后来就是按着真理嘛。
The best order is to partake according to the truth.
所以当中有慕道朋友，如果您还没有受洗，请你暂时不要领受。
So we'd like to advise our friends among us who have not been baptized, please refrain from partaking
this time. 我们欢迎您继续努力查考，在下一次主若愿意就可以受洗，再来领受主的圣餐。
We welcome and we invite you to continue to study with us, and if the Lord willing, you may partake with us next time.
我们看二十八节、二十九节。
Let's read verses 28-29.
这里说，人领受主的圣餐要做，自己要反省检讨。
Before we eat the bread, we must examine ourselves.
先省察自己之后，再来领受。
We must first examine ourselves, and then we can partake.
比如说，从上一次领受圣餐到现在一段时间。
For example, from the last time we partook of the communion until now.
你有没有认真聚会啊？
Have we attended services?
有没有遵守十分之一的奉献啊？
Have we paid the tithe?
有没有努力做好圣工啊？
Have we served the Lord fervently?
有没有把灵修弄好啊？
Have we cultivated ourselves spiritually?
有没有改变自己的坏脾气、坏个性啊？
Have we tried hard to change our bad habits?
有没有拿掉自己的坏习惯？
Have we taken away these bad habits?
讲话很毒，有没有拿掉？
Have we changed our words and
our conduct? 这些你要去想一想。
So these we must examine.
而且很诚心的在主的面前做一个深深的悔改。
And to sincerely repent to God.
悔改之后，你默祷再来领受。
After repentance, we pray and then we partake.
如果不这样做,
if we do not do so,
你是干犯主的身, 主的血,
then we have violated the Lord's body.
主的圣餐是表明了主的身体跟主的宝血。
The communion represents the body and blood of Jesus.
你如果不认罪悔改, 你硬着领受, 是吃喝自己的罪。
If we do not repent, then we are eating to our own transgressions.
这是一个很严肃的一个问题。
This is something very serious.
自己一定要好好审查。
We must examine ourselves.
别人怎么样，我们不要用很多的焦点在人家身上。
What others do, we should not care.
你只专注你自己，看你的内心世界、行为动作，做一个深深的审查，再来归向神。
We should focus on ourselves to truly examine our inner hearts to return back to God.
我这样教导他们，有些人还是不听话、不顺从。
But when Paul said this to them, there are many that still will not follow.
所以三十节这里说，有些人领受了就软弱了。
So that's why verse 30 says that many are weak and sick among them.
有些人硬着领受就生病了。
And many, they will not listen, they became sick.
有些人硬着领受就死掉了。
Some, they even die.
所以自己要先审查，要来分辨。
So we must examine ourselves, we must make a discernment.
如果我们常常能够这样做审查分辨，
If we can often examine ourselves and discern ourselves,
应该我们一次再一次领受圣餐的时候会越来越好才是啊。
Every time we partake the Holy Communion, we realize that we are making improvements.
我们在这里很诚恳地提醒一件事。
We'd like to sincerely remind everyone.
如果您已经犯了致死的罪，
If we have committed mortal sins,
如同淫乱罪，你就不要领受了。
For example, sexual immoralities, please refrain from taking.
你就用更多的悔改求主怜悯吧。
We must pray to God for forgiveness.
既然主的圣餐这么这样的重要，
Since the Lord's Holy Communion is so important,
所以我们要用谨慎的态度来领受主的圣餐。
So we must be very careful in partaking.
第三个参加圣餐礼的目的，
The third purpose of the Holy Communion.
就是要立志为主活，为主死。
It's for us to be determined and resolved to live for Christ.
我们来看这个罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章的第八节。
Romans 14 verse 8.
八节。
Chapter 14 verse 8. For if we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
保罗在这里有强烈的这个信仰观念。
Paul has a very strong sense of faith.
活为主活，死为主死。
If we live, we live for Christ. If we die, we die to the Lord.
或活或死，总是主的人呐。
Whether we live or die, we belong to God.
我们现在这么安定的生活里面，为主死的人几乎没有了。
Today in such a society, rarely do we hear anybody who died for God.
那在这么安定的日子里面，为主活的人可能还有一点点吧。
In these peaceful times, there may be some who are willing to live for Christ.
太安逸，太舒服了，我们的信仰啊， 越来越软呢。
In this peaceful and comfortable living environment, we find our faith is degrading.
因为我们想的都是今生的私利、世上的财富。
We often focus upon the worldly enjoyment, worldly wealth.
哪里有为主活啊？
How can we live for Christ?
更不要说为主死啊。
Not to even mention to die for Christ.
但是我们看到保罗他却能够做得到。
But yet Paul was able to do it.
活死总是主的人。
Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
所以他能够领受从神这么丰富的恩赐、权柄和能力。
So Paul was able to receive such gifts and blessings.
神也大大的用他带领很多的人信主。
God used him to guide many to Christ.
并且透过他也建立了很多的教会。
And through him, many churches were established.
为什么他可以忍受这么多的逼迫、患难、苦楚？
How could he endure such a great tribulation and suffering?
我们详细查考，他就是因为有一个强烈的、纯正的信仰观念在耶稣基督的面前呢。
Because he has a strong sense of faith and belief in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们领受主的圣餐。
So today, as we receive the Lord's communion,
我们至少也要立志为主活啊。
We must be resolved to live for Christ.
不然你这个人生，你留下什么永恒价值的东西没有啊？
Otherwise, there is nothing everlasting that we can talk about in our life.
不要就在领圣餐的时候感动，我要改，结果过后就没有了。
We should not allow this movement to remain only the time when we receive communion and it fades afterwards.
我们愿意主的宝血继续在我们的身心里面做工嘛。
May the blood of Christ continue to work within us.
所以你参加圣餐。
So as we partake in the Holy Communion,
我们要立志为主活。
We must resolve to live for Christ.
立志为主活，我们提出四个方向。
We would like to talk about it in four different ways.
第一个要彼此相爱。
First is to love one another.
让众人世人看见。
So that others,
我们就是主的门徒了。
So that others may see that we are His disciples.
这个爱的生活真的是很需要我们在下功夫学习的。
We need to spend a great deal of time and effort to live a life of faith.
照着主耶稣登山宝训的讲法。
Life of love, according to the Sermon on the Mount.
不是只爱我们所喜欢的人呢。
We love not only those whom we like.
他讲到爱的生活的时候，要爱那个我们的仇敌。
But Jesus talked about in the Sermon on the Mount to love our enemies.
这个很难做，但是耶稣的教导就是要爱我们的仇敌嘛。
This is very difficult, but yet these are the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
要为我们的仇敌祷告。
To pray for them.
要祝福他们。
To bless them.
欺负我们的要恩待他。
And to show grace to them.
神都在看这些事。
So God sees these.
所以要做到彼此相爱还真是不简单啊。
So it is truly not easy to love one another.
第二个立志为主活啊。
The second way to live for Christ.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Is to live a holy life.
凡事会影响我们属灵生命人事物环境的变迁我们就不要去碰。
Any person, anything, any environment that could affect our faith, we should not touch.
在哥林多后书七章一节那里这样讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1,
我们要洁净自己。
We need to cleanse ourselves.
要除去身心灵魂的一切污秽。
To cleanse ourselves from all filthiness.
然后每天要敬畏神。
And to live a holy life.
你这样子就会得到圣洁的应许了。
Then we can receive the promise of holiness.
你就能够一直成为神的喜欢的儿女。
Then we can be God-pleasing children.
第三个要多做主工啊。
The third is to work for God.
在哥林多前书十五章的五十八节那里这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58 tells us.
竭力多做主工。
We must strive to serve the Lord.
你任何做的每一份，神都会纪念，绝对不会徒劳的。
And God will remember our labor for Him and will not be in vain.
按照自己所努力的功夫，将来得那个赏赐。
According to our efforts, we shall be rewarded.
所以要竭力多做主工哦。
We must abound in the work of the Lord.
我们来到教会都是神的儿女，神的仆人。
We are all God's children. We are all God's servant.
你来到神的教会，你不要把那个在外面的那个老板的架势带进来，千万不要带进来。
We should not bring our management styles into the church.
你如果带进来老板的架势啊。
If you come in as a manager,
你很难体验到这位神的存在。
It is difficult to experience God.
神也不会给你任何一个在他里面的应许的这个福气。
We will not be able to receive God's blessings.
你不要以为福气只有钱很多就是福气。
We should not think that having an abundance of wealth, that is the blessing.
有很多异教徒，他们也很有钱呢。
Yeah, there are many other people. They are very wealthy.
所以不是用钱来量, 你很有福气。
So money is not a measurement of how much blessing we are.
健康, 智慧, 能力也是神给你的福气。
Our health, our intelligence, our wisdom, these are all blessings of God.
喜欢你给你很多的体验, 这也是福气耶。
If we are well pleased with Him and God gives us many experiences, these
are all blessings.
So we must be very aware.
不要用世上的观点来量神给的福气啊。
We should not use material things to measure how much we are blessed.
最后我们要仰望神的国, 天天仰望神的国。
And finally, we need to look up to our heavenly hope.
在哥林多前书11章的26节。
In 1 Corinthians 11 verse 26, it tells us.
这里有特别谈到,
Chapter 11, verse 26.
26节说, 你们领受主的圣餐,
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup,
是表明主的死,
you proclaim the Lord's death
只等到他来,
until he comes.
这句话有终末论的观点,
and here we think about the theory of the end times.
每次举办圣餐里, 我们是纪念主的死,
we remember the Lord's death as we partake in the communion.
主的死所表彰的就是他的爱,
The Lord's death signifies His love.
所以我们要活在主的爱中。
So we need to live in the love of God.
然后同领受基督的肉与血。
As we partake in the body and blood of the Lord Jesus,
然后立志为他活。
We must be determined to live for Him.
所以我们要过一个天天仰望他来的日子。
So we need to live a life of hoping in the coming of the Lord Jesus.
天天要准备好自己。
Every day we must be well prepared.
因为下一秒钟我们以后不活在这个世界不知道。
We do not know if we can still be here at the next second.
但是我们如果天天准备好, 随时可以见主的面。
But if we are well prepared, then we are ready to see Him.
刚好你离开是信仰最软弱, 没有准备好, 你要怎么见主的面?
If we are weak, if we are unprepared, how can we see our Lord?
我们不要用人的想法, 以为很简单。
We should not use our human thinking to think that it is quite easy.
而是透过圣经的说法, 我们来激励自己。
Through the teachings of the scriptures, we should encourage one another.
天国是努力的人才进得去。
The heavenly kingdom, we must strive to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们要天天准备好自己仰望神国的来到。
So every day we must prepare ourselves to await the coming of the kingdom of God.
我们现在请大家一起跪下。
Let's all kneel down together.
我们要来祝谢圣餐饼。
We shall now consecrate the bread.
奉主耶稣圣灵祝谢祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and consecrate.
慈爱的天父, 我们深深感谢赞美你。
Holy Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为你是每一天的日子, 是美好的。
Every day that you give us is so wonderful.
你又透过圣经所有应许的话, 让我们有一个很好的学习和追求。
Through the promises in the scriptures, you give us very good learning and understanding.
让我们能够明白, 被你拣选成为你蒙爱的儿女是莫大的恩典。
We can understand how wonderful it is to become your children.
我们也愿意求主耶稣基督时刻来看顾并且引导我们。
We pray to you to continue to guide us and to help us.
因为这个世界不会越来越好。
Because this world will not get any better.
反而不好的事越来越多,
but lawlessness continue to grow.
在我们眼前的世界是越来越复杂,
our world becoming more and more complex.
到处充满了危险和犯罪的事,
there are many dangers and sins around us.
所以恳求耶稣基督保守我们在这个末后的时代,
we pray to you, Lord, to help us, preserve us.
现在我们在你的面前举办圣餐礼,
we are holding the Holy Communion before you.
恳求耶稣基督的圣灵 运行在中间,
May your Holy Spirit work among us.
让我们祝谢圣餐饼, 灵化成为耶稣基督, 你的身体,
so that your Spirit will spiritually transform this bread into your body.
受了你的身体之后,
so that after we are partaken in your body,
让我们能够与你更加密相近,
that we can have a closer relationship with you.
因为我们知道领受主的圣餐乃是领受基督的生命,
because receiving your body is receiving your life.
而且在末后必有复活的盼望。
In the future, we'll have the hope of resurrection.
所以我们可以在今生短暂的生命里头
，In the shortness of our days,
深深的明白我们将来是要往这个神的国度去。
We understand that one day we will enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们是一个过客。
So today we are just a stranger.
将来我们的生命灵魂要回归到主你那边去。
One day our spirit and soul will return to you.
在这个世界没有什么好留恋的。
There's nothing that we can wish for in this world.
这个世界和世上所有的情欲将来都要毁坏。
The world and everything will be destroyed one day.
唯有主和你的道理是永远长存的。
Only the Lord and your words is everlasting.
主啊，恳求耶稣基督引导我们。
Oh Lord, we pray to you to guide us.
施恩带领祝福我们大家。
To bless each and every one of us.
领受主你的肉身之后。
After we have partaken your body and your blood,
让我们更加有这个心力继续奔跑天国的道路。
We may continue to have the strength to run in this heavenly journey.
让我们更能够明白圣经神的话。
To understand the Bible,
是您亲自启示给你的选民知道的。
The word of God was inspired to your people.
恳求耶稣基督继续引导着我们。
We pray to you to continue to guide us.
并且能够介入我们人的生命，时刻的来看顾我们。
To come into our lives to help us.
让我们在接触危险、迷惑、软弱的时候
，In times of danger and tribulations and temptations，
能够拯救我们、帮助我们。
You will save us. You will help us.
主啊，我们如此感谢祷告。
Lord, we pray to you in thanksgiving.
蒙主你的悦纳。
We pray to you to accept our prayer.
用一切荣耀、尊贵、颂赞、感谢归于你的圣名，直到永远。
May all the glory and honor be unto your holy name until everlasting.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
我们请梁传道、吴长老还有谢执事一起来上台来播这个圣餐。
We ask the above mentioned to please come forward to help the bread.
我们唱诗四十八首。
We sing hymn number 48.
我们请端圣餐的请到前面来。
We'd like to ask those who pass out the communion,
please. 有中文的吗？中文。我们现在唱诗九十八首。
Let's sing hymn 98. Was the cheese song 57?
Please, 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 please,
Let's kneel down once again to consecrate. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and consecrate.
至尊至大的真神, 耶稣基督,
our great and honorable Lord Jesus Christ,
您是人类的造物主,
you are the creator of mankind.
您更是这宇宙万物的独一真神,
you are the one true God in the entire universe.
万物都本于你, 也归于你,
all things were created by you, belong to you.
我们人类也是由你所造的,
and you created the entire mankind.
独独对人类用着你的形象来造,
created man in your own image.
原本是要来荣耀神的,
for the purpose of bringing glory to God.
是我们人却贪爱了自己世俗的情欲, 违背了神的诫命,
but as man we fell to our own flesh, we disobey God.
没有专一的敬拜神,
we did not serve God wholeheartedly.
所以就是人类的始祖亚当,
our ancestors Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
从此开始过着苦难的人生,
to live a painful life.
同时也因为一人的犯罪, 所有世人都在罪恶里面,
because of the sin of one, all men are in the sin.
但是也因为耶稣基督一人的这个赎罪祭, 也让更多人得在义上活,
because of your sacrifice of redemption that we can regain righteousness.
想到这里, 我们更加感谢耶稣基督,
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你成为我们的更美的祭物,
you have become that better sacrifice,
更美的中保,
that better counselor,
甚至完成了更美的约,
you have accomplished that better covenant,
为你的子民预备了天上更美的家乡,
prepare that better country in heaven,
使也成就了更美的职分,
have accomplished that better responsibility.
今天能够在拥有在你的里面的一个君尊祭司的身份,
so that today we can become this royal priesthood,
成为圣洁国度的国民,
become a people in this holy nation.
如此莫大的救恩, 我们实在担待不起,
this wonderful grace of salvation that we are unworthy.
但是我们更加感谢不断地赞美你,
but we praise you, we thank you.
主啊, 刚刚我们领受了你的身体,
Lord, we are partaking your body.
现在我们在这里也用虔诚的心祷告祝谢葡萄汁灵化成为耶稣基督您的宝血。
In the sincere heart, we pray and consecrate that you may spiritually transform this juice into your blood.
我们再一次透过你的宝血,
that through your blood,
更加能够明白耶稣基督您的心意,
that we can understand your will.
因为你所有成就十字架救恩,
because you have fulfilled the salvation of Christ.
顺服实在十字架上,
you die on the cross.
你忍受了这样的苦楚,
you endure such a great agony.
成为我们世人得救的根源,
becomes the fountain of salvation of all mankind.
你战胜了死的权势,
you have conquered the dominion of sin.
你战胜了罪恶的权势,
you have overcome the dominion of death.
破除了魔鬼的作为,
you have destroyed the work of Satan.
虽然这个世界有许多的苦难,
and though in the world we suffer,
但是我们可以放心,
but yet we can rest assured,
因为你已经胜了这世界,
for you have overcome the world.
您从死里复活的时候,
when you resurrect from the death,
天上地下所有的权柄都赏赐给了你,
on heaven and earth, all power were given to you.
所以我们可以靠着您过一个得胜的生活,
so through you, we can live a victorious life.
主啊, 求你帮助我们,
Lord, we pray to you to help us.
我们领受主你的宝血之后,
after we partaken of your blood,
不再能够使我们不再贪恋这世界的一切,
that we will no longer be lured by the world.
也恳求耶稣基督不要纪念我们的软弱和过患,
O Lord, please forgive us of our weakness and sins.
我们在你的里面重新得着力量,
in you we can regain strength.
能够勇敢地去面对现在以后的世界,
we courageously face what is in front of us.
一心一意要把信仰建立好,
be faithful to build up our faith.
然后把所有的焦点放在耶稣基督的身上,
and to focus everything on Lord Jesus.
愿意用尽自己的心力好好地来爱神爱人,
to dedicate our efforts to love God and man.
能够忠心服侍主到底,
to be a faithful servant until the end.
我们如此感谢祷告,
Lord, we pray to you in this manner.
求耶稣基督能够帮助我们,
we pray to you to help us.
让我们领受主你的宝血之后,
after we are partaking your blood,
使我们 从你那里可以得到属灵的智慧。
We can regain spiritual wisdom.
得到属灵的能力。
Spiritual power.
让我们能够建立美好的属灵品德。
To build up spiritual characters.
随时预备要行各样的善事来成就神你美好的旨意。
Be prepared to do every good work to fulfill your will.
无用的仆人。
We are unworthy servants.
但愿主耶稣基督。
We pray to the Lord.
能够时刻与我们同在。
To be with us.
让我们在自己的灵修上能够成长。
We can grow in our own spiritual.
照顾我们每一位信徒的家庭。
We help the family of all the members.
求主施恩祝福我们尔湾教会的圣工。
We need to guide the holy work in Irwan Church.
能够大家一起同心合意来兴旺福音。
We can all work together to prosper the holy work.
成为神荣美的教会。
Become a glorious church.
借着主的道和圣灵的能力。
Through your words, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
得到神的赏赐。
We can be blessed by God.
赐给得救的人。
So that we can more maybe add it to our numbers.
主啊，让我们的脚不再发酸。
Oh Lord, let not our feet grow weary.
勇敢坚定地走在主得救的道路上面。
We can walk in your way of salvation.
让我们时刻愿意举起圣洁的双手在神的面前祷告。
We'll be willing to raise up our holy hands to pray.
常常为主所用。
Be a useful servant.
并且也愿意为主做美好的见证。
You're willing to testify for him.
因为我们都是蒙召就是为了宣扬主的美德。
We were called to proclaim his wonders.
如此祷告蒙主悦纳。
We pray in this way, may you listen to our prayer.
愿一切荣耀尊贵颂赞感谢。
May all the glory, honor, and praise and thanks.
及为了能力和丰富都归你直到永远。
May all the power and all the fullness be unto you forever.
也愿主的恩惠慈爱怜悯。
May the Lord's grace, mercy, and love
和圣灵的感动、喜乐、平安常与我们大家同在。
In the movement of the Holy Spirit and peace be always with us.
直到永远。
Until everlasting.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
继续请三位来帮忙。我们继续唱诗57首。
Let's sing hymn 57, verse 3. 第三节。76.
现在请端圣餐的到前面来了。
We'd like to invite those who did distribute the cup come forward.
七十六首第二节。
Let's continue 76 verse 2.
们圣餐礼的部分到这里即将做一个结束。
This concludes our sacrament of communion.
因为有三位新受洗的同领。
Because we have three newly baptized.
所以我们要来看一段经文。
We'd like to read a passage.
请看《使徒行传》的十五章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts 15.
28-29.
Verses 28-29. For it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. 29, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell.
使徒行传，这是在耶路撒冷开的一个属灵的会议啊。
This was from the meeting and conference in Jerusalem.
大家顺服圣灵，并且教会做了这样一个规定的事情。
And this was the rule established according to the Holy Spirit.
如果能够遵守，就没有别的重担困扰的。
If we can follow these, then there are no greater burden.
所以受洗过后有几件事情一定要注意。
So these are the necessary things to be aware of.
第一个是祭偶像的物和血不能吃喝。
The first, we must abstain from things offered to idols and from blood.
因为你如果吃了祭偶像的物或拜拜啊，你等于在宗教上面是淫乱了。
If you eat food worshipped to idols, then this is a religious adultery.
血里头有神赋予的生命。
And blood contains life.
为什么不能喝？神在旧约里面跟百姓约定，血不能喝。
In the Old Testament, God made a covenant with the people that blood they cannot drink.
因为是主说的，所以我们就遵照他的吩咐走。
Because these are the teachings of God, therefore we follow.
再来，勒死的牲畜。
Third, abstain from things strangled.
如果吃一些动物啊，你没有把血放出啊，你就不要吃了。
So the animals, if the blood is still within, we should not eat of that animal.
我们这个地方都是爱护动物、保护动物，应该比较没有这个烦恼。
Today, we live in a country of animal protection, so we do not believe we have this problem.
在台湾就不一样哈。
In Taiwan, in Asia, it's different.
很多的美味、野味都是在山上啊，这些跑动的动物啊。
Many of these delicacies are animals running in the mountains.
可是我不知道这里有没有那个捏死的小鸟或什么的，那个血都没晃哎。
And if the birds are strangled, if the blood has not yet been let out,
当你觉得不妥不安，你就不要去用了。
So if you feel that uncomfortable, you should abstain from eating.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们在饮食吃的上面一定要注意圣洁啊。
So in the matters of our food and drink, we must be especially careful.
再来是奸淫。
And furthermore, you talked about sexual
immorality. 神赋予每一个人都有重要的生命、灵魂得救的问题。
It is important to our life, to our salvation.
所以我们要尊重别人这一方面的事，也要尊重自己。
So we must respect ourselves and others.
如果神给恩待你，让你长得比较好看、英俊美丽，又有智慧条件，那你要感谢主啊。
If God bless you with good looks and good family background and eloquency and gifts and talents,
但是你不能用这些条件。当作犯罪的工具。
We should not use these material criteria as means of sin.
不然神给你恩待，你却造成你犯罪，那太可惜了。
Otherwise, God's gifts become your cause for sin.
会破坏跟神永恒生命的关系，就是奸淫是很厉害的。
Sexual immorality will disrupt our life of covenant with God.
所有的罪都在身体以外，这个奸淫是跑到身体里面了。
All sins are outside the body except sexual immorality.
不要贪一时的什么，然后你就赔上你的生命信仰了，太可惜了。
For the momentary pleasure, we will pay an eternal price.
如果这几件事能够注意，
if we can abstain from these things,
我们就可以过一个平安的生活。
Then we can live a peaceful life.
我们非常盼望。未结婚的主内青年呢、啊，你要立志在主内联婚。
We very much hope that those youth that are unmarried can marry within the Lord.
已经结婚的夫妻，你要对神忠心。
Those who are already married, we must be faithful.
对神忠心，你对另外一方也会忠心。
If we can be faithful to God, then we can be faithful to our spouse.
有什么事情就透过祷告神的话来互相勉励。
You know things we encourage one another through the word of God.
有一些宗教祭祀的活动，我们就不要参加那个活动啊。
We should not participate in activities of other religions.
因为它的背后是祭鬼的活动，我们参加也会受影响。
Some of these originated from idol worshiping.
这几件事留意，我们就会过一个平安的生活。
If we can be aware of these things, we will do well.
唱诗343首。
Sing hymn 343.